Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Full name?
Just your name right now.
Andrew Belvedo.
Okay, Mr. Belvedo. Who's going to do him? Who's going to conduct this hearing?
I am.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will serve as your lead, sir. So just hold on.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Just one second.
Sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Andrew Brian Belvedo, ABC number 278426.
Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 29, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Belvedo?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Belvedo and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
I do.
Mr. Belvedo, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4430 North 23rd Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about April 15, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Belvedo, is this true or false? Thank you, Mr. Belvedo. Again, keep in mind, this is only the first phase of the hearing. And I'm going to make a motion, and that is that based on Mr. Belvedo's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Just one second. Okay, Mr. Belvedo, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And again, it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Belvedo was released from ADC custody on 3-14-2018 and arrested on 5-11-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 5-11-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9-21-2018 with 26 abscond days. Current conviction, 2004, aggravated DUI, 3 years. Prior conviction, 2004, aggravated DUI, 4 months. Second term in ADC custody, He has a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with possession of communication device and theft noted. Other arrest, 2000, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona, fined. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G3, V3. At the time of PD contact was due to the PD was contacted for someone being passed out on the Vista on the bus. That's how they made contact.
Okay, Mr. Belvedo, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on March 16, 2018, approved to live with your mother at 2609 West Marshall Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. On April 2, 2018, you requested to move to the new solution, 4430 North 23rd Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. You stated things were not working out at your mother's residence, and this was your last approved residence. So, Mr. Belvedo, did you live anywhere else while you were outside of the prison system?
No, that was my primary address.
So the new solution was your last address?
Yes, after the situation happened, I called my parole officer to let her know that they told me to leave, and then I just told her I was going back to my mother's. I called her from there. I don't want to sound like I'm giving excuses, but a warrant happened or came up that I had quashed in here, and I was at the bus stop, and it ran my name, and then it came up. That's why New Solutions told me to leave, because I wasn't able to come back that night. I was released the next morning. I told my parole officer, I told the New Solutions, and then they wanted $220 in order for me to be caught up before they can re-enter me into the New Solutions. So then I just called my parole officer and let her know that I'll be at my mother's, since that was my last residence of being, which was approved before. So I...
Were you working at all, sir?
I actually did get a job within the 2 weeks before I got arrested. It was at a telemarketing place on I-17 in Dunlap, and I was going to let my parole officer know during the time that my next visit, but everything happened, so.
Okay, so were you arrested by the Phoenix Police Department for being passed out at the bus stop, or what happened?
They just ran my name, and I guess the warrant hit me up during the day before. From the paperwork that I got from the parole, it says that the warrant was issued on the 10th, and I was picked up on the 11th.
Have you been drinking at all, sir?
Yes, yeah. I kind of wanted to speak on that, but I didn't know when I would be able to talk about that as being a big issue and problem within the within my life these last few years.
Okay, sir, and we can talk about it, but I'm going to continue with some programming notes, and that will probably lead into the discussion.
Okay.
On March 16, 2018, we referred to TASC for your analysis testing and assigned the color navy with testing history as follows. No samples collected on April 27, 2018 or May 8, 2018. On March 29, 2018, you were referred to CAP through CAC counseling. You attended 2 sessions and failed to attend 3 assigned sessions prior to your discharge of the program due to unsatisfactory attendance. So this is probably a good time if you wanted to share anything with the board about alcohol use or abuse.
Okay. Well, during the time that I was assigned to CHC, I got to admit that was one of the, during the classes that I was going to for New Solutions, they were having us do daily classes, AAs, NAs, and I got to admit that the one at CHC was probably one of the best ones that I actually liked going to it. I had an issue with the first week that I missed, and I was continuing to go, but then the day that I got arrested for that old warrant that they ran at the bus stop, I let my parole officer know, and that was the day that I was supposed to sign up to the, or show up to the class, and that would have been my third arrest, I mean my third absence. So I showed up two more sessions. The lady just said, or I let my parole officer know when she would be able to re-enlist me to see if the class would re-enlist me again. So I went to two classes without having it accounted, had it going on my record as showing that I showed up. But I asked the woman to be able to send an email to my parole officer letting her know I was there for the two sessions that I didn't get credit for, which was fine with me because, like I said, I really did like the class. It was very, it was just something I needed at the time. And but that was just circling around the things that I was really pushing away, trying to find other things to fill the gaps that I certainly knew that was missing in my life. I've been dealing with this for a long time. I've been losing family members here and there that I cannot, like within 2 weeks of my release, I lost my 12-year-old niece. She took her own life, and I understand a lot of people do go through, a lot of people go through ups and downs, a lot of people lose family members like that, but a lot of people don't go off the deep end when certain things like this happen, and I wanted to address that within myself. I didn't know the avenues to take. I didn't know the steps in order for me to go and try that, because I got to admit I'm a prideful person, and sometimes when I feel that I can't do anything on my own, that I'm a failure. But I came to realize that I need help. I need to ask for it, because I won't get it any other way unless I ask for it. And with this happening, with me being sent back, I would have never seen this Bettina Wellness Center advertisement that I seen on the bulletin boards as soon as I got here. I wrote them. I had the CO3 write a cover sheet, I faxes to them, and fill out referral applications for me. And I did that this past week, and I'm just waiting on them to get that back. And there's just a lot of things, like I said, that I haven't addressed, and I just really would love the opportunity to be able to do that under the supervision of parole, because I don't want to be a recidivism statistic. I don't want that anymore. I don't want to. This is my first time on parole, and I want it to be my last. I just don't want to be a failure with certain things in my life anymore. I want to succeed in something that I can be proud of. And believe it or not, finishing parole and being able to do that would be something on my list of achievements, because I'm tired of failing on certain things. And I know I need help. I'm attending AA classes here throughout the day, and I have a list right here that I go to like maybe 3 or 4 days during the week.
Well, Mr. Belvedere, if I may, I want to commend you for attending AA inside the correction system. That's a very positive step, and I do like many of the things you're saying right now. You sound like an individual who is, we just use this expression, but like it's turning the corner. You're still a young person. You have a lot of life ahead of you. And I find it encouraging that you thought that CHC was good, and B, that you took the initiative to attend AA. I will ask you respectfully, only because it states in your warrant that you're Native American. Are you a member of any tribe?
Yes, sir. I'm a member of the Salt River People Maricopa community.
Have you looked into any of the treatment programs that are available through your tribe?
I heard a lot about it. I really have. But that's what the Bettina Wellness Center is, through Native American Connections. And I heard a lot about them. But like I said, my pride really got in the way of a lot of things. That's gone now. I mean, I'm pride ain't getting in my way of wanting to be the man that I know I can be. So,
well, I bring that up, sir, because regardless of how this board votes today, you have just a few months left of your prison sentence, and I would hope that you have some sort of plan to seek treatment one way or the other. And it would seem that resources available to you inside your tribe might be a good option. So I hope it's something you're considering.
I've been looking into certain things in writing. My family to be able to look into things like that for me, because I'm tired of doing this to, not only to myself, but to them as well.
Well, you sound like you're ready, and that's a good thing. I'm going to ask my board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Belvedere.
Okay.
I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Belvedere, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into this to discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything that you feel that is important to share?
I pretty much spoke my piece. I appreciate you guys hearing me out, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. So the board will be going into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you will just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belvedere. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I want to say again that I really like what I'm hearing from Mr. Belvedere. He sounds like an individual who's really coming to some hard realizations right now. And I think, as we discussed in past cases, people tend not to do very well in treatment until they're truly ready themselves, so they're really ready to make that change in their life. And I think it's a very good sign that he's pursuing AA meetings inside the correction system. What's that issue? And frankly, the reason for the warrant is that he absconded for 26 days, and that is just something that's hard to overlook, especially when it's such a fundamental violation of the spirit of community supervision, in as much as we could not monitor his transition back to the community, as well as keep him involved in treatment. Now, it sounds like he's ready for that. He has, including whatever admin time is associated, he only has less than 3 months left in the correction system, and I think he might be best served just continuing to pursue programming inside the Department of Corrections and planning for entering a program when he returns on his own free will. I made reference to the Salt River program, and I hope it's something that he will look into, but I really do hope for the best. So I'm going to ask if I have any input from fellow board members. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1386, our discussion with Mr. Belvedere, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Belvedere was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal razor company. Inasmuch that he absconded for 26 days, we could not monitor his activity, and it sounds like that he had some ongoing issues with alcohol abuse. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Belvedere, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about September 21st, 2018. Again, that's a little less than 3 months away, so we highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming inside the Department of Corrections, as well as continue with your Alcohol Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous group. As we mentioned more than once, we encourage you to research the possibility of any treatment that's available to you when you return to the community, and we do wish you a safe and healthy and productive return to the community. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Belvedere, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.